We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
But he's been all talk and no action, just like so many of the Democrats who've been making promises to the black voters for decades. We've been their captive audience. When President Trump sought to earn the black vote, the Democratic Party leaders went crazy. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer literally started wearing kente cloths around the U.S. Capitol, as if pandering were enough to keep us satisfied. Let me tell you why I'm supporting our president. I grew up in the South, in Laurel Hill, North Carolina, Scotland County, the Green Pond community, to be exact. My parents, Robin and Rufus Jones, built with their own hands a four-room cinder block home with no indoor plumbing. They had very limited education, but they instilled in us a strong work ethic that drove me from those tobacco fields of North Carolina to those hallowed halls.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I thought you were supposed to say something about why you're supporting Trump. But here's the thing. A lot of lies were told on that stage last night, many of them coming from Vernon Jones. Vernon Jones has embarrassed not only the state of Georgia, I would dare say the entire southern region of America. He's embarrassed the campus. He embarrassed the college he went to. He has been an embarrassment on that stage. Now, there were some lies told. He was dishonest about the growing number, as he put it, of blacks who are independent thinkers supporting Trump. That is untrue. As a matter of fact, the number of black people supporting Trump has decreased since Trump ran for president the first time. So he's actually lost black voters. He has not gained them in this election cycle. There's a reality about the jobs numbers that I continue to contextualize on this program. Household median income for black people lower under Trump than under Obama. Black people, while they have more technical employment, that means that they work 1 hour in that 30-day survey month. All you need is 1 hour of actual employment to be counted as employed. Black people are making less than ever before. They're making less in modern history than they have. They're also making less per dollar of their white counterparts in the same industry. That number is now growing. The separation is now growing under Trump. That number was decreasing under President Obama, moving in the right direction under Obama, moving in the wrong direction under Trump. And while Vernon Jones can talk about criminal justice reform, the truth is more black men are being arrested in modern history under the Trump administration than any other administration. And you have more funding for private prisons, and there's no systems approach to criminal justice reform, just as one program that was an amendment to the Obama program. So let's be clear. Ladies and gentlemen, to talk about this and a whole lot more, the current CEO of DeKalb County, Mr. Michael Thurman. Michael Thurman, good day. How are you?
Good morning, Rashad. Good morning.
Sir, I know you had to be looking at this speech from Vernon Jones last night, scratching your head. So I just want to get your reaction from the speech and some of the things you heard on the stage yesterday.
Well, first of all, let's step back. I'll say this. Any American has the right to support any candidate he or she chooses. But you laid out a damning bill of particulars of the lies and the misstatements that were told in that speech. But let's look at this, because you're an analytical political genius. Let's step back. What that speech was is a part of the strategy of Donald Trump's Republican Party to suppress African-American votes in the upcoming election.
Right.
this is just as deadly or potentially as the effort to restrict mail-in voting, the removal of polling places, the elimination of the Voting Rights Act. What you do is not so much convince people to vote for Trump, but trying to convince people not to vote, and particularly African-American men. This is an insidious strategy to depress black voter turnout in November. I got a question for you, Rashad. There were three speakers, Herschel Walker and a sister from up north. Why are they so afraid of the black vote? What is it about this black vote that's looming that has Donald Trump shaking in his boots that they would try this type of insidious strategy? What is it that they see and that they are afraid of and they're willing to say anything and everything to try to stop it?
They see the power of the black vote. I said something very similar early on the show, Mr. CEO, that Vernon Jones basically has a role, and his role is to dissuade black people from coming out and supporting Joe Biden. And it doesn't matter how you do it. You don't necessarily have to convince them to vote for Trump, but you convince them that Biden is not a viable option. So he has a position that he's playing.
It's brilliant. That's it. And this whole idea of what the Democratic Party hadn't done, of course, Democratic Party not perfect. You know, the Democratic Party used to be the party of Southern races, but the election is not about the Democrat versus Republican Party. It's about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. So what Trump is doing, and that's what the psychological battle, the propaganda battle, is to change the narrative where blacks are choosing between the Republicans and the Democrats. They're not on the ballot. What's on the ballot is Donald Trump. This election is about Donald Trump. He knows he has nothing to say to black people. He's embraced racism. So consequently, if I don't have anything to say, I'm going to try to get you to begin to try to think about making decisions based on something other than my record.
Yeah. And I heard little about actual policy last night. I was surprised by that, because if you really believe in the strength of the platform or the strength of the policies that this president has implemented, that's all you have to talk about. They didn't talk about that. Herschel Walker was the guy. His role was, hey, Trump is not a racist. Believe me, I'm his one black friend. And then Vernon Jones' whole mantra was about, don't vote for Joe. If you're black, you're not an independent thinker if you vote for Joe Biden. Everybody had a theme, but nobody had a theme based on an actual policy that has helped the black community. Not one of them.
Well, it's insulting to African Americans, really, for them to think that we are that ignorant that we would fall for this particular strategy. This whole idea about plantation mentality, where one of the key elements of a plantation is you got to have one black person or two who will say that the plantation master is good and not evil. And they would send that person into the slave quarters to try to convince the other slaves not to rise up and overthrow the master. That's the key element of a plantation. Even on the ships, even in Africa, there were always a few that they could get to work with the enslavers to help to enslave the broader masses. That's the
Wow, that is a hell of an analogy. And I completely concur. I completely concur. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but that's just it. So, look, folks, don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. And one thing, I'm not here to defend the whole history of the Democratic Party in America. For decades, the Democratic Party, let's do the history, and you know it like I know it. All the way up through the 1960s, white races populated the Democratic Party in the South. But after the Voting Rights Act was signed by Lyndon Johnson, who was a Democrat, guess where the white races left? They left the Democratic Party and went wherever, Sean?
Right. To the Republican Party, because they were Dixiecrats all along.
Right. So now this man is embracing the white races who left the Democratic Party and went to the Republican Party.
Yeah. Well said.
And then,
Mr. CEO.
So be smart. Be smart. Forget that. Trump, they're going to, these people are working with Russians. They understand psychological warfare. They're going to use the internet. They're going to use every media available to try to trick black folk into not doing what's in their best interest.
Well said. Mr. CEO, I know you're going to continue doing what you got to do in order to secure the vote. Make sure people have access to the ballot. Make sure people are informed in your county. You have taken not only leadership, but significant leadership, so much so that the Secretary of State got upset at you because you had the audacity to make sure everybody in your county could vote. My God.
Absolutely. Don't roll up out here in the deep because, you know, I'm coming at you. So that's just
yes,
that's my job. I shoot down all unidentified flying objects.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. CEO.
So
I appreciate you, brother. Always good to hear from
cleaning
you.
Cleaning up the mess my frat brother left behind.
Yeah, that may be the headline in this post, by the way. You cleaning up Vernon Jones' mess. I appreciate you, sir.
Love you, bro. Thanks.
I love you back, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right.
There you have it. CEO of DeKalb County, Michael Thurman. That is a fair analysis. Notice he didn't come on this show making the Democratic Party look like a holy party. He didn't come on this program acting as if the Democratic Party is a righteous party. It is a party. It is a political infrastructure. Be very, very careful about believing people in politics who are unable to criticize the politics of their own party. And that's what you're seeing with this occult-like convention where everybody who has a speaking part will completely ignore the failures of their political party. We got more on the other side. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.